Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Yud Beis Omud Beis. And we're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah in the middle of Simen Shin Nun Ches, talking about a karpaf that is either mukaf ladira or not mukaf ladira. These are ideas that we've explained previously in the Simen, and we won't go through them again right now, but we'll just begin with Sifhei. The Mechaber starts and he says, Bono Mechitzos Ala Rishona. You have a wall that was put up before the house was built. So therefore, this is a karpaf that is not mukaf ladira. The enclosure was made prior to the house being built there, and if it's more than a base hasayim, you're not allowed to carry in this area. So therefore, what does the person want to do? He wants to re-enclose it. How do you re-enclose it? So now the suggestion is just add on to the existing wall. So let's say you have a wall that's already 10 tefachim tall, so it was a good mechitza, but it was not mukaf ladira. The wall was made before the house was there, or the house was opened up into this yard, and therefore, if it's bigger than a base hasayim, we said you're not allowed to carry within it, it's not mukaf l'shem dira. So here the guy says, I'm going to go and build an additional extension onto this wall that will be at least 10 tefachim, and therefore, I am now being makivit l'shem dira. So the Mechaber tells us, ain't no mole, this doesn't work. Why? The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sifkat Nun Vav, the lo mahani le karpaf v'lo midi. This does nothing for the karpaf. The enclosure around this karpaf was originally made before the house was built, so it's mukaf lo l'shem dira, and now just by adding onto this wall, it accomplishes nothing. Shari below that, because even without this additional extension, the Mishneh Berurah says, mukaf kvar, it's already enclosed. So you're adding onto an already built enclosure does nothing. However, the Mechaber continues and he says, "V'im nivlu hatachtonos." If, however, the bottom part of the wall got swallowed up into the ground, and now v'nisharu ha'oyonos me'aleihem, the visible part of the wall now is the new wall that you extended on. So then, in this situation, nitar ayodam, it does in fact accomplish the enclosing of this yard that is called mukaf l'shem dira. Why is this so? The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sifkat Nun Zayin, "Shahayu ha'ofer rach v'sichuach." The dirt over here that this wall was standing in was soft and loose, and it swallowed up, the wall sank into it. The nechbat hakosel, and the wall went down into this dirt, the original wall that you made, ashel nisha bar asor tefachim begova, until there's less than 10 tefachim of the original wall that's visible over the ground. And therefore, this is halachically no longer considered a mechitza, the original wall is not there. So now it's considered halachically an open yard. And therefore, the wall that you were added on afterwards is really the mechitza, and therefore it is now called mukaf ladira, and as the Mishneh Berurah says in Sifkat Nun Ches, nitar al yodam, it works to enclose this area to be allowing you to carry within it. Shari nasu l'shem dira mitchilasim, because this part of the wall was made l'shem dira. It just wasn't able to work till now because there was no reason for it to work. Because there was a wall there. But now that you've removed the wall that was originally there, i.e. it sank into the ground, because the old wall that was originally there has less than 10 tefachim of it above the ground. The rest is sunk into the ground. Therefore, shaper mahani le karpaf. Therefore, it is considered an enclosure for this karpaf. It is considered mukaf l'shem dira. Deir Shu footnote number 24 points out that afilu nivlo b'Shabbos, even if this old wall was swallowed up on Shabbos, so therefore the new wall, so to say, only became effective on Shabbos, this halachically would still work. Hakarpaf hutter, he says, he brings that from the Tosefta Shabbos. Why is this? Mishum shudom lemechitza shenases b'Shabbos b'shogeg, because this is equivalent to a mechitza that was done b'shogeg on Shabbos, which the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simen Shin Samach Beib is also considered a valid mechitza. So to over here, even though the old wall sank in only on Shabbos, and therefore the new wall only took effect on Shabbos, this is like a wall that was put up b'shogeg, which is good. Here it is also good. The Mechaber then continues and he says, however, avol tel yoser misosayim, if you have a mound, a raised area of earth that is bigger than a sosayim, it's bigger than the base sosayim that we've been talking about, and you have halachically this tel being considered an enclosed area because the walls of this mound are more than 10 tefachim above the ground. So it was less than a base hasayim to be allowed to carry in this area. And the reason that you can't carry it in is because it's yoser mi base hasayim. So the mechitzas that it has, i.e. the wall that is constructed, so to say, from the dirt of this mound, doesn't halachically work for a yoser mi base hasayim because it's not mukaf l'shem dira. And therefore, if you made a new wall on top of this mound, the yoser mechitzos, afilu asfasu l'dira, even if you did it right at the very edge, so when we talked about building a wall next to a wall, it had to be separated by at least 3 tefachim. Here, you don't even need to separate it from 3 tefachim from the edge, moel. This new wall would, in fact, work to enclose this base sosayim or larger area with mechitzos. Why? Sharei dar bi'avri mechitzos also ought to, because you're actually living now within this new wall. Previously, you did have a halachically acceptable mechitza, but it was going down towards the ground. So now this wall does serve to enclose this area from a practical point of view, and therefore this does in fact work to allow this area to be considered enclosed. The Mishnah explains the sifkot nun tes v'yosu mechitzos lo dor l'shtamish salatel. The purpose of your creating this wall is to make this into a private area that you can actually use on the top of this mound. Sivkot and Samach, the Mishbur says, Afil Asfaso, you don't have to do it three tvachim away from the edge. Rotz Lomar, the Mishbur is telling us, the Mechaber is saying, the Lomar Boy im Hirchik Misfasa Tal Shlosha Tvachim, you don't have to move it away from the edge of the mound over here more than three tvachim, which you would have to do if this was a wall, the Vade Moel. Here it still works. Uchamavur b'Sivav, as we discuss this idea in Sivav, that by a wall, it's considered just an extension of the wall, but here, it is not considered an extension of the wall, because now it's being hukaf ledira for real practical purposes, as the Mechaber told us. Sha'avir mechitzos also ato. You're making new mechitzos over here. Mishmur says in Sifkat and Samachalef, it works. Ba'afal gavdu below mechitzos elu hariyesh begova hatel asor v'yoser v'harehu mukav me'elav. Even though this tail, as I pointed out, is already considered halachically enclosed by the height of the mound. Nevertheless, by putting up a wall now, afal became shari. It does allow you to carry within it, whereas the mechitz of the mound itself, the dirt itself, wouldn't constitute a halachically considered wall. Why? The kivin de no dor lamato ba'omek, because you're not living on the ground, you're living on top of the tail. El ala tail begova lamala. And therefore, hare adaraba, we here see that the walls in fact do accomplish something. Mahani le'rak mechitzos elyonos. It's only the upper wall that acquires you any privacy and allows you to use the upper area. The wall of the mound itself accomplishes nothing. And therefore, the tachtonos lo mahani le'velomide, the bottom part of this mound, which is a halachically valid mechitza, doesn't accomplish anything. As the Mechaber points out, you're living in the upper part, you're not living at all in the mound. Because it encloses the air space, so to say, around this tail. Mishbura qualifies it, says you don't even have to make many mechitzas over here. Even if you have a wall on only one of the four sides, that also works over here. And even though Shara Shalosh Mechitzos Nechshav Ayide Hatel Gufa, and even though the other three walls of the mechitz over here are just the mound itself, that it's more than 10 tvachim above the ground, Shugavo Asor Tvachim, nevertheless, we learned that that would work in general. Here, you just need to add on one side a wall in order for this to be considered a new enclosure over here that's mukaf l'shem dira. And even that one side doesn't have to be the entire width or length of one side. As long as you made it at least 10 amos plus, 10.1 amos, so then it's considered mukaf l'shem dira, and it's sagi, and it's good. As we've already learned as well in yesterday's shir in Sifvav. The Chavetz Chaim does bring down in the Shaar Etzion, Sifkat and Nuntes, that there are poskim, which he brought down in the Bir Halacha, that say that you need to have a full wall. So according to those poskim, you need to have a full wall over here. It wouldn't be adequate just having a part of a wall. Now we go to Sif Test. The Mechaber writes, Karpaf Yoser Misosayim. If you have a field area, a Karpaf over here, that is bigger than a Beisosayim, Shehu Kaf Ladira, but it wasn't closed for the purposes of the house, so therefore one would be allowed to carry in this area. But then, the Nota Rubo Ilonos, then you planted lots of trees in this area over here. So he says, Afilu Einam Netuim Shur Shurus. Even if these trees are not planted in a very orderly fashion, row after row, Einam Nevat Ladira, they don't come to take away the usable space over here, and therefore make this over here not mukaf l'shem dira. The Mishbur explains in Sifkat and Samach Gimel, Hu Adin Kulo, this would be true even if you not only planted part of this area with trees, but if you planted the entire area with trees. And Sifkat and Samach Dalet, even if they weren't planted in an orderly way, Shurah Shuros, Elam Urabin, they're just planted haphazardly. Nevertheless, Sifkat and Samach Hei, the Mishnah explains the Mechaber, Eino Mevat L'Nadira, it doesn't go to negate this as being Mukaf L'Shem Dira, the Avide Inche Lintoa Ilonos Bachatzeros Kedei Listofeif Bitzilon, because it's the normal usage over here to have trees there to provide shade. And therefore, this is still Mukaf L'Shem Dira. It's used for purposes over here of living, and the trees aren't here fruit trees or something that you're using for an orchard or a garden, but they're used over here for the purposes of providing shade. And therefore, even if the entire area of living, quote, walking and dwelling, is used up, so to say, by trees, that still is for the purpose of Mukaf L'Shem Dira. However, the issue footnote number 26 does bring down that if you planted the trees not for the purposes of beauty to give you a nice shaded area, then the Chazon Ish is mistapik, whether this still is an area that you could carry within, or does it look like the Zaronim, which we're now about to say in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Mechaber continues, he says, Avolim Nizra Rubo, but if you didn't plant trees over there, but you planted crops, you planted grains over there, so then, Hazroi Mevatlin Adira, then you obviously don't want to step over there, it's not providing you any shade or beauty, so you've minimized the area over here that you're able to walk in, and therefore it's not considered any more Mukof Ladira. And therefore, Afilu Ein Bohem Elo Sasayim, even if this takes up the space of a Sasayim, which again normally would be allowed to be carried in if it's enclosed, if it's filled with Zaronim, then you would not be allowed to. The Mishnah explains the Sifkot and Samach Bav, Dibe Zaronim Lo Dairei Inshe. A person doesn't go over there. He Bedafka doesn't want to walk over there. Vahavi Legina now becomes like a garden. But also Letaltil Af Bishenu Nizra. And you wouldn't be allowed to go and carry within that area, even if it's not planted, because Debato Le Legabe Rubo Uchizara Kulo Damya. Because the part that isn't planted is Bato to the part that is planted, and therefore the entire area is not considered Mukaf Ladira. Sivkat and Samach Zayin, and this is true, Afilu Ein Bahem Elos Asayim. This is true even if it has up to a Sasayim. Rosh Lomar, Bishetach Mekom Azriya, that the area that is seated over here is a Sasayim. Ubeis Sasayim Ein Otsorach Lehefik Dira, and since one could argue that a Sasayim up to a Beis Sasayim doesn't require Hekif Ladira, it just requires to be enclosed. Nevertheless, Afilu Hochi also, you wouldn't be allowed to carry within this area, because the Kivin Demiut Botel Legabe Rov, since the minority over here is subordinate to the majority area, and the majority area is over here planted, even though it's only a sosayim, harehu ki'ilu kulo nizra, we view the entire area as being planted, and there the entire area is more than a beis sosayim, ubukulo ha'iko yosemi beis sosayim, therefore you can't carry with it. Elo sosayim, the Mishnah says in Sifkot and Samaches, v'odin pachos, and the same thing would apply, even if it was less than a sosayim, kivin shemaro, but since it's the majority, the minority that's not planted is subordinate to it, and the total area is more than a beis sosayim, and therefore you can't carry within it. When you combine the total area, even though the planted area is less than a sasayim, but when you combine it with the non-planted minority, it's more than a base sasayim, you can't carry within it. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Nizra miyut, if you go, in fact, and plant a miyut of this area, if it's a minority over here, and it doesn't reach the area of a sasayim, then it is a area that is less than a sasayim, and it's a minority, so it can't do anything to the majority, which is mukaf l'shem dira, and therefore mutter, one would be allowed to carry within this area. But if it's yosemi sasayim, even though it's a minority, but if it's more than a sasayim, so then also one would not be allowed to carry within this entire area, because a area bigger than a beis sasayim, even though it's a minority, was not mukaf l'shem dira. The Mishmur explains in Sivkot and Samach Tes, Nira dehu adin mechza al mechza. This would apply as well if it was even 50-50. We would not have the 50 be subordinated by the other 50, and since the 50 that is Nizra is not a beis sasayim, so the entire area is still considered as mukaf ladira. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Ayin says in Ein Bo, but if it doesn't have over here the sasayim of actual Nizra area, and therefore that's the minority, so Rosh Lomar b'mokum hazura, the planted area over here is less than a sasayim, and it's the minority, so then you're allowed to still carry in this whole area. But if it was more than a beis sasayim, even though it's the minority, then it would be osur. Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Ayin Aleph, mutter if it's less than a sasayim, the Ein Koach b'miut, the minority over here, doesn't have the strength, levatel harov, shehukaf ladira, doesn't have the ability to go and obligate the majority, which is mukaf ladira, by that minority being not mukaf ladira. Vamiyut atzmo gam kimuter, and even in the area that is nizra, you would still be allowed to carry. The lo yehi de lagabe didei nizbatel mechirot shehukaf ladira, because you can't have part of it over here nullified because of the growths that are over there, and therefore gam kin lav midihu, and therefore the entire enclosure is allowed to be carried in, even in the area that was nizra, because it's less than the base of sayim, and it's a minority. Doha base of sayim lo tzarech hekif ladira, and even this minority over here, which is not a base Sasayim, doesn't have to be specifically mukaf l'shem dira, and therefore you can carry within it. But the Mishnah Berurah explains this if caught in ayin beis, if it was yosemi beis sasayim, then it would be forbidden, even though it's a minority. Latalto bakulo, and not only could you not carry within the area that's Nizra, you wouldn't be allowed to carry anywhere in there, because the hamiyut also, because you have the minority over here, which is bigger than a beis sasayim, which is osur, and therefore kivan sheyesh bo yosemi beis sasayim eino nitar below hekiv dira. Therefore, it wouldn't be considered over here enclosed. L'shem dira, uzroi mevatl mechitza shel dira, and it is ruining the area that is mukaf l'shem dira, even though that's a majority, because of this minority that's bigger than a beis sasayim that's not hukaf l'dira. Rova karpav gamkin Nesar, and therefore the majority is also not allowed to be carried in. We view this over here as there's a breach in the wall, so to say, and even the area which is Mukaf Ladira is not halachically considered any longer to be Mukaf Lashem Dira. We'll just catch up quickly on one or two of the Dirshu footnotes. Dirshu footnote number 27 brings down that when we said that if you have over here a planted area of Zroim, then it's not able to be carried in. It ruins it. But that's only, he says, Dafkim Zorim Bechavon, if you planted it. Avolim Olu Azroim Eileim. But if the plantings came by themselves, they were spontaneously seeded over here without you doing it. So he brings down the Shilas Truus Imre Yosher, She'enam Avatlim Shem Dira. They don't ruin the name of the Dira over here, and it's still considered Mukaf Ladira. And this is dissimilar. It's not the same as what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Sif Yud Aleph, Shemayim Shenichlusu Lekarpaf. If you have water that goes into a Karpaf over here that was Hukaf L'shem Dira, that does ruin the Mechitza because you can't walk in the water under any circumstances. As opposed to these Zeroim over here, you could walk there Kitzas. And there's also the opinion of the Marsham and Dayan Weiss, Zatzal, in the Shelos Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak. The Chazon Ish, however, does disagree with this. Ayin Sham for further discussion. In regards to grass, so then many poskim say that grass does not have the status of zaronim, it would have the status over here of the ilanos. It's made for beautification, so to say, and he brings down from the Imri Osher in the Shem of the Mari, it naga halevi shemistaver she'enam mevatlin shem dira. It doesn't ruin the name of the dira over here. Finally, Dirshu footnote number 20 brings down im hazroyim nizru lenoi. If the plantings over here, the zroyim themselves, were also made for beautification purposes, so that's a big machlokus over here. He brings down from the shilas tshuvas derichayim and shilas tshuvas shovel meshiv shalo plug rabbanan. The rabbis didn't make a distinction whether the purpose of the zroyim was for grain purposes, so to say, or for beautification purposes. Yesh lesor b'chol zroyim. You ruin it by planting zroyim over there intentionally. And he says the nazir is shimshon and the marsham. They disagree and say it doesn't ruin the Shem Dira if it was done over here for noi purposes. And this is also the opinion of the Me'iri in the Gemara in Erevin. He brings down from Dayan Weiss as well, Tzatzal in the Minchas Yitzchak, who adds, Shalafi Mashakosa B'Shelus Shuvas Imri Yosher, that which we brought down from the Imri Yosher, that if it was spontaneously growths over here as opposed to you planting them, that it would be good. So then, Kol Shekein Sheish Lahati B'Notas Azorim L'Roy, certainly that is going to be better if you planted them for the beautification purposes. If we say that it's not Mavatel, even if they were spontaneously planted by themselves, so certainly if you planted them L'Shem Noi, that would also work over here, not to ruin it, and it would be considered still Mukaf L'Shem Dira. With that, we conclude today's shiur.